If I could just get my hands on that some bitch, just for 1 minute. The raspy voice of the cowboy echoed from the prison cell. His dirty and tattered clothes smelled of mildew and sweat. His skinny and bowed saddle legs didn't fill out the Levi duck pants like they once did. His facial hair was long and scraggly, for only in his early 30s, he looked like a dripping mess of anxiety. The chubby guard sat listening in a small wooden chair. He was tilted back against the stucco wall facing the prisoners. The chair creaked and popped as the guard shifted his weight from hip to hip. For a heavier man, this probably wasn't safe. The guard's badge sat tight on his puff chest. His shirt was missing the top 3 buttons, and his chest hair bulged out in an attempt to escape. The collar of his shirt was stained from neck sweat, along with his rolled sleeves. His face was baby smooth and naturally flush red, with dark bagged eyes. He chuckled at the voice he had just heard. The guard's hands continuously wrapped and pulled at a rope with a freshly tied hangman noose. Tying and retying while counting the 13 wraps of his hangman noose out loud was meant to make prisoners crawl in their skin. Playing with the short piece of rope was a habit for the guard, and taunting was his way of passing the time. The cowboy placed another card face down. He spoke to himself quietly enough so that no one could hear his words. "Frank, hold it now. Hold it together now. I got this." His sweat was now pouring down the bridge of his nose from under the brim of his hat. The prison cell was hot, and the air was full of sick odors of prisoners. The smell of urine mixed with smokers' coughed air and stale chewing tobacco spit was ripe enough to gag a maggot. Not even a slight breeze slipped through the barred windows. Stuttering a little, the cowboy, Frank, spoke very quietly, but a little louder this time. Last card. This was a card game of life or death. Each man's fate was literally at hand. Each man, ever so clearly, knew the gravity of this game of fate. A 30-year-old Negro man, John, with a ragged mustache, sat opposite from Frank on his own bunk within the same cell. As the two men glanced at each other, the Negro man's sweaty hands shook. He slowly crouched down to the dusty prison floor. With a quick look up at Frank, the shaken Negro placed his palm over the 7 tattered cards piled one on top of another. He had barely touched them when a chill shot through his body. Trembling, he paused, and in a very nervous and awkward crouch, he tried to speak. "I'm..." Whatever John wanted to say didn't clear his lips. Quickly removing his hand from the cards, he leaned to his right and vomited violently against the cell wall. Beads of sweat turned to rivers of perspiration running down John's brow. Both prisoners, equally terrified, sat with nearly uncontrollable fear. They both knew for some time what awaited them. But now the realization of raw justice was imminent in each breath they took. Wiping off his mouth with the torn sleeve of his shirt, John watched as the cowboy across from him followed suit with a heave of his own, but was able to retain the expulsion. Frank coughed a few times and wiped his own mouth with the back of his hand.